This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, the root's on fire. You know what's funny? If you've listened to me for the last 6 years in Las Vegas on KBET 790, or if you listened to me nationwide for the last 5 years, you have heard me discuss more times than any other topic on this show. Well, actually, probably the stolen election is what I've discussed more than anything else in the history of this show. Number one is the stolen election for the last, 8 months or so. But overall, for 5 or 6 years, the number one topic has been Columbia University, where I went to college. You know, I was a SOB, son of a butcher, blue-collar kid, and I talked my way into Columbia University, and it changed my life. But it also shocked me, because when I got there, I was just a kid from a nothing, dead-end street. Blue-collar kid, grew up in an all-Italian neighborhood, mostly mafia, surrounded by an all-black town, went to all-black middle school, all-black high school. And I'd never been around rich, spoiled brat communists before. And when I got to Columbia, everybody was a crazy, America-hating, Jew-hating, and they were all Jewish, communist. They were loathing of themselves. They hated America, and they were Americans. They hated white people, and they were white. They hated Jews, and they were Jewish. They hated Israel, and they were Jewish. It was the most bizarre thing I ever saw. How could you hate America when you're rich in America? How could you hate America when you're a kid who, without ever having to do one day of work, is richer than 99.99999% of the adults in the world who work all day till they're dead? How could you hate America for that? Because your parents are so successful that you had everything handed to you, and they hate their parents, and they hate America, they hate white people, they hate Jews, they hated Israel. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Most of all, they hated conservatives and Republicans. So being that I'm white, American, conservative, and a Republican, boy, did they hate me. So that was the most incredible thing that came out of Columbia University. How liberals are the most disgusting people in the world, the most self-hating, self-loathing, self-destructive people in the world, and they hate America. Even though they've had everything handed to them and every privilege, they defy white privilege. And so I find it interesting that the cover story today, at this moment, the cover story in the New York Post is about this, by the way, she's a beautiful girl, who's North Korean, defected from North Korea, and attended Columbia University, my alma mater, and was struck by how they all hate America, and says that even North Korea isn't as nuts as the kids at Columbia University. That's the headline in New York Post. Even North Korea's not this nuts. She slams woke U.S. Ivy League colleges. They're all crazy. She says there's... And remember, I went to Columbia 35 years ago. Can you imagine what the students must be like today? If I walked on campus and said, I'm a Donald Trump Republican, they would start running. Oh my God, call 911, call 911. Murderer, mass murderer, Nazi on campus. These people are crazy. They're nuts. 74 million people voted for Trump. My guess is 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, maybe even 85 million people voted for Trump. It's a majority of the country, the silent majority, voted for Trump. They honestly have never seen a Republican Trump person in New York City. They're scared of us. They think we're all mass murdering Nazis. Because they believe everyone should have both a vagina and a penis. They believe everybody should be an illegal alien. They believe everyone in the world should be allowed into America, and all the middle class people should be... and free everything for life. It's the most bizarre beliefs I've ever seen in my life. So I agree with her. Even North Korea isn't this nuts, she says. And she was shocked by the anti-Western sentiment in the classroom. Right, that's another way of saying she's shocked they all hate America. She said, I expected that I was paying this fortune, all this time and energy, to learn how to think, but they're forcing you to think the way they want you to, the way they want you to think. Her name is Yonomi Park. And I love her, by the way. What a great girl. See, that's the thing. Whenever I meet people from communist nations, they love America. And they look at people who don't love America as morons and communists. Find me someone from the old Soviet Union. Find me someone from North Korea. Find me someone from Venezuela. Find me someone from Cuba. Find me someone from Greece who's living in America, and I'll show you someone who appreciates how great America is. She says, I realized, wow, this is insane. I thought America was different, but I saw so many similarities to what I saw in North Korea. I started worrying. She told the New York Post she couldn't believe she'd be asked to do this much censoring of myself at a university in the United States. Did I say that too fast? Censoring of myself at a university in the United States. Obviously. See, that didn't happen when I was there. There was no such thing as wokeness. There was no such thing as political correctness when I was there. Nobody told me what to say. They just all hated me for being conservative and loving America. She says, I literally crossed the Gobi Desert to be free. And then I realized I'm not free. America's not free. Yonomi Park fled North Korea at age 13 in 2007, a voyage that took her and her family to China and South Korea before she went to school in New York in 2016. Her professors gave students trigger warnings, sharing the wording from readings in advance so people could opt out of reading or even sitting in the class during discussions, she told the Post. Going to Columbia, the first thing I learned was safe space, she said. Every problem, they explained to us, is because of white men. See? Just what they said at Columbia when I was there. Some of the discussions of white privilege reminded her of the caste system in her native country, where people were categorized based on their ancestors. In one class, a teacher discussing Western civilization asked students if they had a problem with the name of the topic. Most students raised their hands, according to Park. Some, she said, mentioned issues with the colonial slant of the discussion. See, this is like a word invented by Barack Obama. Colonialism. Oh, the British, colonialism. Winston Churchill, colonialism. I don't want his bust. This was the problem with Obama, and the whole world has become so communist since then. You know, just the left. We're still the silent majority. I guarantee you we won the election. I guarantee you we are the leadership in almost every state in this country. Not New York and California, though. She says, and classes often began with professors asking students for their preferred pronouns, with the use of they becoming scary, as she feared being socially penalized for not being inclusive enough in her vocabulary. English is my third language, she said. It's very hard for me to say he and she. Sometimes I misuse them. She told Fox News that she was chided for saying she enjoyed the writings of Jane Austen. I said, I love those books. I thought it was a good thing, Park told the network. Then she said, did you know those writers had a colonial mindset? They were racist and bigots, subconsciously brainwashing you. Park said North Korean students were constantly informed about the American, am I allowed to use the B-A-S-T-A-R-D word, Chris? Well, spelling it's not the same as saying it. Totally different.
You could say bastard.
All right, she said North Korean students were constantly informed about the American bastard. I thought North Koreans were the only people who hated Americans. Turns out there are a lot of people hating this country and this country. And this is the same. These are the children of the kids I went to school with. They're exactly the same. Their parents have handed down a mentally ill hatred of America. Cancel culture and shouting down opposing voices is becoming an issue of self-censorship. This girl, Park, chronicled her escape from North Korea and life in the repressive regime in her memoir, In Order to Live. She said Americans seem willing to give their rights away, not realizing they'll never get them back. Voluntarily, these people are censoring each other, silencing each other, no force behind it. Other times in history, she says, there's a military coup d'etat, like a force comes in taking your rights away, silencing you. This country is choosing to be silenced, choosing to give their rights away. Park says she knows what a country could become with rights and discord stripped away. North Korea was pretty insane. Like, the first thing my mom taught me was don't even whisper. The birds and the mice could hear me. She told me the most dangerous thing I had in my body was my tongue. So I knew how dangerous it was to say wrong things in a country. Park grew up in the last Stalinist dictatorship and witnessed people dying from starvation. She said Americans are obsessed with oppression, even though there's not much oppression they've ever witnessed firsthand. This is completely nuts, she said. This is unbelievable. I don't know why people are collectively going crazy like this or together at the same time. Well, they're not. They're only doing it in freaking Ivy League schools and in the rest of the college campuses because their professors are brainwashing them. If you're a communist in America, if you're a communist weirdo and a nitwit and a nut job, you become a professor and you get tenure at almost every college in America now. And if you're the king of all nitwits and nut jobs, you get an Ivy League tenure. She said the situation in North Korea is one thing because the people don't have access to the internet and have limited exposure to the globe, but students here have much more access to information. She said as a child she thought dictator Kim Jong-un was starving and overworked till she was in South Korea and was shown pictures that showed how large he was compared to Hungary. This is what it does when you're brainwashed, she said. In some ways, they in the U.S. are brainwashed. Even though there's evidence clearly in front of their eyes, they can't see it. Columbia University did not immediately respond to the post request for comment. You got to get me on to comment. I saw all this 35 years ago. My classmates hated white people, hated Jews, hated America, hated everyone with money. And they were all white and Jewish and American and had money. These are the most self-loathing people in the world who have been brainwashed to hate themselves and their wonderful country that made them rich. Wow, I'm the only one who's been saying this like a broken record for years and years. Finally, someone else says it. But she put it in such an interesting way. Columbia's worse than North Korea.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big
big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no co-pays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. If you did not hear me to start off the show, because I want to make sure, I want to make absolutely certain you heard me say happy birthday to President Trump. Today's President Trump's birthday, June 14th. And happy Flag Day. Today is Flag Day. One of my great friends who listens to the show said today's Flag Day. You thank all those that protect the stars and the stripes and those who stand up for it. Your office, Wayne, your home office is filled with stars and stripes, and you, Wayne Allen Root, continually stand up for our freedom of speech, a liberty the Dems have worked to take away from you. And I told her, I texted her back and said, I opened the show talking about Flag Day, how much I love this country and I love my flag, and how much I love President Trump, and it's his birthday today. And she said, I missed it. So here I am doing it again, in case you missed it, just like my great friend TK. That was for you, TK. Yes, it is Flag Day. I love my flags. Behind me are two beautiful American flags, one that I've had up for years and one that was given to me, presented to me by TK because it belonged to her father, who was an officer in the United States military, and he kept it behind him. So what a great honor to have that from TK. So I have two great American flags behind me at all times in my radio and TV studio and in my home office. And in front of my house, I've got three flags. Cindy and I have three flags in front of our house, American flags. The only thing missing is I wanted to get a Texas flag. I really wanted an American flag flying right next to a Texas flag. And maybe a Don't Tread on Me flag. I'd like three flags flying in front, and then also my little American flags in front. But you can never have too many American flags to show your love for the greatest country in the world. You know, only in America. I was thinking the other day, just the other day, because I watched a documentary on George Foreman, how he was the most surly human being in the world. And he was hated by everybody who knew him in boxing. because he was so arrogant and so mean and so nasty. And then Muhammad Ali embarrassed him and beat him in Zaire in front of the whole continent of Africa. Shocked him. He was the heavyweight champ of the world. And Ali was supposed to be old and washed up. And Ali beat him and embarrassed him. And he was so destroyed by it, he quit boxing for 10 years and then came back in his late 30s when no one in those days, in the 70s, nobody could box in their late 30s. And then he became 40 years old and won back the heavyweight championship of the world. He beat it wasn't Evander Holyfield. He beat, I can't remember the name of the guy he beat, but he was an incredible champion of his time. He fought Evander Holyfield and went the entire distance, I think 12 rounds with him, but did not win. He lost to Holyfield. Then he got upset by a guy named Morrison, and then his career was over. He was 40-plus years old, and no one thought he had a chance. And this guy gave him one last chance because he was the way to make money, because everyone loved George Foreman because he was 40 years old. He was every man fighting in the ring. So they gave him one last chance, and it was fight for the championship. It was either that or retire because no one else would fight with him. And he won the championship and knocked this guy out. Knocked him out. Michael Moore knocked him out with one punch. It was an incredible combination. He hit him 1-2, boom, 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 and that was it. And he became the champion of the world. And then he went on to sell 100 million grills, George Foreman grills. But the most important part of the story was he changed his personality. He went from the meanest, nastiest man in the world when he was young to the nicest preacher, Christian preacher. No matter who he fought or where he fought, he was always in church again on Sunday preaching. And he helped kids and helped people who were in trouble and helped homeless people. And he was this great guy. He just totally changed his life. And he said, only in America could this happen. Could you change your personality, change your life, and win the heavyweight championship with 20 years in between? So I got to tell you the connection to me. I was the king of Vegas sports gambling in my 20s. And at the age of 26, going on 27, became the youngest anchorman, I believe, on American television at the time. And hosted 5 shows. And one of them was with Jimmy the Greek, the famous Vegas oddsmaker, who I'd aimed my whole life to become and to beat. And I became his partner on TV. So that was miracle number one. And then, 30 years later, at the age of 56, I got my second national TV show on Newsmax TV, and it was for politics, not sports gambling. Nobody's ever done something like that. 30 years between TV gigs, nobody's ever done that. But the TV gigs were sports gambling when you're 26, and then when you're 56, political talk, Trump, political talk on a conservative network, the most unheard of thing in the world. I felt like George Foreman when I watched that thing. Suddenly it clicked in my mind. Only in America could these things possibly happen. What a great country. Anyway, happy birthday to President Trump, who I think is one of the great presidents of our time and one of the great presidents of all time, and was robbed of the chance to be the greatest of all time because he won the election that was stolen from him. And happy Flag Day and all the people who defend that flag and all the people who sacrificed their life for the flag. We love you. God bless you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is not revealing details about what he plans to discuss when he meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Speaking at the NATO summit, Biden said he plans to make it clear what the red lines are in areas where they don't agree. And regarding some of the recent cyber attacks that were sourced back to Russia, Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall tells Fox News, we need to hold Putin accountable.
That if you can't stop these attacks, we're going to have to start responding. Once we do the attribution to find out where the attacks are coming from, that we are going to hit you back in kind.
The cost of oil is hitting a nearly three-year high of more than $71 a barrel. Not surprisingly, it's also reflected in higher pump prices as Americans head back on the roads. GasBuddy.com saying the national average for a gallon of gasoline is now $3.07. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. Sponsor of this show, by the way, is Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care... August 15th, Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. They've got credibility, over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years, billion with a B. And I'm a member. My children are members just in premiums alone. I've saved over $120,000, over $120,000 in 6 years, and it could be as much as $180,000, depending on what my premiums would be if I'd stayed with Aetna. But at the minimum, I've saved $120,000. So when you look at your bank account, could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. We've got our guest here. She always brings the energy. Brigitte Gabriel, national security analyst, chairman of ActForAmerica.org, New York Times bestselling author. Her latest book is Rise. Brigitte, how are you?
Hello, my friend. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Welcome to the show. Always great to have you back.
Great to be with you always. My favorite talk show host.
Thank you, thank you. And by the way, congratulate me. I made the list for the third year in a row, the Heavy 100 talk show hosts in America out of thousands of talk shows. And I'm headed up in a bullet, number 41 in the country. And I passed Buck Sexton, who just got Rush Limbaugh's job. He's number 43, and I'm number 41. Dan Bongino and I are almost tied. I'm right on his heels. So kind of cool thing, third year in a row, and number one in Las Vegas. The only person in Vegas out of, I don't know, there must be 50 hosts in Vegas. I'm the only one to make the top 100 list. So really cool. Very cool stuff.
I am so proud of you. I am so happy for you, and I'm so honored to be with you. And you know what? I'm not surprised.
So I always like to hear your thoughts on foreign things going on, right? Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, shockingly, finally, after 12 years, it seemed like he had nine lives, he's finally not the Prime Minister of Israel anymore. He just lost, I think it was 60-59 was the vote. So, I mean, it's as close as it comes. It's razor thin. What are your thoughts on the new Israeli PM and the new Israeli regime?
Israel should be very worried right now because Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, all Israel enemies are licking their chops. They know that, look, Benjamin Netanyahu is as strong as President Trump. And right now what we are seeing is the strong men in the world, at least in the two major real players in the world, America and Israel, have been moved aside. And in you, weaker appeasers, less confident, they do not want confrontation, leaders are in power. So the enemies feel strengthened. Hamas knows it's a matter of time. They can outwait Israel. They can wait. Let the liberals, you know, try their thing. Israel should be very concerned because Israel is heading into a very difficult time. When you have a new prime minister thinking that he can negotiate with his enemies, that he's going to try to find the path for negotiations, and when he keeps talking about negotiations, that gets me very concerned. Because we saw where negotiations got them. Negotiations under Rabin, look what they did with Yasser Arafat and giving the territory to Yasser Arafat and establishing the Palestinian Authority. Then later we saw what happens when Israel withdrew out of Gaza in 2005. And right now, this is a pivotal point in Israeli politics, especially at this time in Israel's history. To have a weak leader is very concerning. They need Bibi Netanyahu now more than ever, and unfortunately, they just let him out.
Yeah, and I don't really understand the whole parliamentary politics thing as well as I should, I guess. But I just assumed if you're prime minister, especially for 12 years, and then you get knocked out, you just leave, like in America. You're gone. Bibi's not gone. He leads the opposition, and he sits in parliament and leads his party, which is only behind 60 to 59. So at any moment, if a member or two leaves the ruling party, he can be the prime minister again. It's a really strange thing. It could yo-yo back and forth, and I didn't really understand that. You get the whole thing?
Well, you know what? I tried to get it. Actually, I was sitting in the Knesset 2 years ago while they were trying to explain all these things to me because they were going through the same thing. I was actually there a couple years ago, the day where they were going through elections, and we didn't know if Netanyahu was going to stay there as well. They have a very weird system in Israel, and it's unbelievable how they can keep the government going. It's really mind-boggling. But they do. What's worrying right now is that they have Arab members of Knesset who do not like Israel, even though they are elected to the Knesset and they have a voice. It's kind of like Ilhan Omar in the United States thinking America is bad, America is evil with its, you know, buddy ally Israel,
right.
And we are the same on the same level as the Taliban and Hamas. In Israel, they have Arab members of the Knesset who actually think Israel is oppressor, Israel an apartheid state, even though they're serving in the Knesset, and you know, basically, it's a matter of time. So I do hope that Bibi Netanyahu will be able to muster the opposition party to be able to get their act together and be back in government. Who knows?
Yeah, and it's weird because, again, that's like in America. Can you imagine if you cobbled together a government and it was the Communist Party together with Trump's ultra-conservative party? And that's what happened. Bibi Netanyahu was defeated because this new prime minister cobbled together a coalition of ultra-Orthodox, I believe it was, with the Arab party that doesn't like the Jews in Israel. It's a very strange combination. As a matter of fact, I saw in an article that the new prime minister said terrible things about this leader of the Arab parties just 2 or 3 years ago and accused them of being anti-Israel and hating Israel, and now he's his partner in the new coalition government. So that's really strange. I've never heard of things like that in America. Obviously, that doesn't happen, right?
No, that doesn't happen here. In Israel right now, they are being deceived. And we saw the same thing happen under Yitzhak Rabin. I remember the Shalom Achshav movement in Israel back in the early 2000s, or right after when they signed the Oslo Accords with the Yasser Arafat. And I remember when they had in the Rabin Square, where they were all used to stand and sing Shalom Achshav, which means peace now, when they thought, now we're going to have peace with the Palestinians, now we're giving them Gaza, now everything's going to be fine, they're getting their territories back. And look, Rabin ended up being assassinated. The piece that they were singing about didn't get Israel anywhere. And you would have thought they learned their lesson back then. But you know what? The older I get, Wayne, I understand why they say there's nothing new under the sun. Human beings are human beings, and that's why history repeats itself. And every new generation and every newcomers into power think they're going to fix it because they understand the way and they're going to do it a little bit differently. And they end up doing the same mistakes and the same problems that before them, leaders before them did it, and that's how they ended up losing or costing them dearly. We're saying the same thing happened in Israel right now, except with worse ramifications, because Israel today is weaker than the Israel 30 years ago, when right on the heel of winning the 1967 war, the 1973 war, and that's what brought the Arabs to actually negotiate peace with Israel. Because they knew they could not defeat Israel militarily, they had to make peace with Israel. And that's why Sadat of Egypt came to Israel and signed the peace treaty. And that's why King Hussein followed on the same path and signed the peace treaty. But now, forward 30, 35 years down the road, you have a weak Israeli, a new generation who does not want to fight. They're pretty much like America.
Just like America.
A new generation,
yeah,
who's born into privilege.
Yes, just like America. It's funny because the main topic on my show, Brigitte, before you came on, was that I went to Columbia University and I was a blue-collar son of a butcher, you know, a rough kid, and had 5 gold chains around my neck and drove a Trans Am, and I wound up at Columbia with a bunch of rich, spoiled brats, and I was shocked to find every one of them hated America, hated Israel, hated white people, hated rich people, and all of them were white, Jewish, and rich, and they hated themselves. It was the most incredible incredible thing I've ever seen. So I guess what you're saying is that the kids in Israel are just like the Ivy League kids in America. They're very hateful kids. And it's very strange, and they don't want to fight. They're a bunch of snowflakes. Their whole life is about, you know, whether you've offended me with a word. Very scary stuff. Quickly, in the about 2 minutes we have left, Chris, about how long? All right, so Biden had a press conference today at the NATO summit, the G7. Tell us how it went. He was just terrible, wasn't he?
What a joke. The world is laughing at us. The world basically sees Biden for who he is, not through the lens of the activist liberal journalists in the United States who call themselves journalists, but they are in reality a political activist with a national platform. The rest of the world does not buy that. The rest of the world are seeing a senile man who cannot carry a thought straight through, who's mumbling through his words. I mean, look how he mixed up Syria and Libya. He was talking about the Libyans and saving Libya, even though he was asked a question about Syria. The man, we're seeing this pattern being repeated, except now it's being played on the world stage. And this is exactly why they do not want to put him on the same stage with Putin, who basically right now, Putin looks like he is leading the world. Putin right now is the man at the G summit. The world is talking about Putin. He has become the image of a strong man, while America is the laughing stock. And look at the image today at the press conference, or at the picture, where Joe Biden is trailing the last person behind all world leaders. I mean, perception is everything. President Trump was leading straight to the front. America first. I mean, even he pushed his way through to the front. Joe Biden looked very feeble, very weak, very disoriented, including the whole thing with, you know, Jill Biden pulling him yesterday morning when he kind of like, didn't know what to answer.
Brigitte, the music's on. We got to run. Don't worry about Joe Biden. He won't be there long. He's a place sitter. He's gone in the next few months. Joe Biden has dementia, and he's obviously fading fast. Brigitte Gabriel, actforamerica.org is the website. Her book is Rise. Thank you, Brigitte.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone, people sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, support and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assemble a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior, sponsor of this segment of the show, VRA, otherwise known as Vertical Research Advisory, and my great friend Kip Herridge. You only have to remember 3 easy letters, VRA. And, of course, KIP for Kip Herridge, the founder of VRA. VRA, Vertical Research Advisory, but all you have to remember is VRA. VRAinsider.com is the website. VRAinsider.com. That website is only for the fans of Wayne Allen Root. So the minute you go there, you're identified as a Wayne Allen Root fan, and you instantly get a 2-week free membership at VRAinsider.com. Let Kip Herridge prove to you how good his VRA system really is and how he beats the market consistently. In the last 7 years, he has net gains of over 2,600%. Did you hear what I just said? 2,600%. And you're getting 2 weeks free to check it out. He sends you an email every single morning with the most intelligent economic and stock market and bond and gold and Bitcoin look you'll ever get. Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. My good buddy, Kip Herridge. All right. So, you know, it's one thing to tell you that this gal from North Korea went to Colombia and found people who were worse than North Korea there. Brainwashed communists who don't want anyone else to have any ability to speak. Total, complete banning and censorship they want, like a crazed communist. Amazing. And I've told you about that story for so long with my story, my experiences at Columbia. And then I told you about the leftist candidate once threatened to blow up a school bus. And the children who ran for their lives, she called them white cowards. And now she's running for King County Council in Seattle. And I mentioned, you know, before you say, well, she's running, that doesn't mean she'll win. But she's already got a plum position in government. How's that possible? She's the director of Equitable Development Division in Seattle's Office of Planning and Community Development. And this same woman, her name is Ubox Guard here. She seems to be related to Ilhan Omar. What a shocker. She's some sort of a Somalian immigrant. On January 12, 2010, she boarded a school bus while it was transporting children to the Chinook Middle School. She demanded the driver tell his dispatcher that a national security incident is going on. She began yelling at the children. She's a Somali immigrant. She began yelling at the children about America's relationship with Somalia. The school bus driver instructed her to exit the vehicle. She retaliated by saying she may have a bomb and a gun. You need to calm yourselves down because I have a bomb. Look how loose my clothes are, according to an audio recording of the incident described in court documents. I mean, these are sick people, man. While speaking with the middle school students, the defendant stated she had a bomb and a gun. When the students attempted to escape out the back of the bus, she called them cowards and told them they would be responsible if something happened to their classmates. Several students believed she had a weapon of some kind. Many feared for their lives. At least one student heard her call the fleeing students white cowards. Guard here told an arresting officer she was prepared to die, although she wound up having no weapons in her possession at time of her arrest. She was hit with felony charges of kidnapping, but worked out a plea deal with prosecutors to get felonies down to a misdemeanor. You know, can you imagine if someone charged me with a crime and I tried to get it down to a misdemeanor? They would say, no, you committed a real financial crime. This woman had claimed to have a bomb and a gun on a school bus with kids and hates white people, hates America. And she's running for major office now. A few weeks after she made the threats to bomb a middle school bus with children on board, she gave an interview to Seattle Weekly. And she told the paper that she was suffering from postpartum depression after the birth of her son 3 years earlier. Oh, that's a real excuse. Did you give birth yesterday? No, 3 years ago. But I have postpartum depression now, 3 years later. She said her mental condition worsened, you think, after she stopped in Dubai to see in-laws on her way to visit Somalia. What are nutcases like this doing in our country? Then, according to her account, she was nearly raped by someone at the house where she was staying, beaten up by police when she tried to report the incident. Well, of course, because, you know, these other countries are such great countries. She told the publication, I'm thinking in my head, what can I say or do that will get you taken to jail instead of a mental institute? Now she's running for King County Council. Some of her political aspirations are, get this, to replace capitalism with an economic system that's based on abundance and communal self-determination for communities of color. What she means is just steal all the money from white people who worked hard for it and just hand it to anybody of color, even if they don't feel like working. In a recent interview with the South Seattle Emerald, the leftist candidate said a moderate Democrat is someone that's adjusted to whiteness. She's been endorsed by State Senator Rebecca Saldana, a Democrat, who said, I would follow Ubox anywhere. Our current economic system requires oppression to maintain itself. It divides people according to race and treats black, indigenous people of color, people who identify as LGBTQ, she says, poor people, immigrants, refugees, undocumented immigrants and refugees, people living with disabilities, and the natural environment as expendable resources. She bombs school buses with little children, and now she wants to be your elected representative.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813.
813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Plans.